keeping you in touch with Michigan and the world.
In a white room with black curtains near the station. Black roof country.
All right, let's get to the hotlines. Jennifer's got a couple of comments before we get to our next guest. Jennifer, what's on your mind?
I'll try to be brief. Thank you, your station, for allowing us to speak out. This president, the sitting president, has played golf 300 times since he's been in office. Compare that to Donald Trump, who is accepting, what, $1 a year to be the president of this country and take on this horrid mess. Has anybody ever checked into the amount of money that the Obamas have cost the taxpayers of the United States for their vacations? I know they've had between 31 and more. I don't know. But I'd like to know whether we're going to get another $8 million bill for this vacation. And I'll let you go.
Good chance, Jennifer. All right, my friend. As always, thank you for checking in. Golf today, though, Donald Trump seems to be overshadowing Barack Obama at every turn. And even today, when it comes to golf, Donald Trump is going to play with Tiger Woods. So even when he plays golf on rare occasion, he wins. My next guest, Stacy on the right. Stacy Washington, member of the National Advisory Council of the Project 21 Black Leadership Network. Stacy, welcome back to the program.
Hi, thanks for having me on.
Always a pleasure. Always glad to have you here, especially in the Christmas season. But I want to talk about Jeff Sessions, because we haven't heard much about Jeff Sessions, the senator from Alabama. Tabbed to be the new Attorney General for the United States. A lot of nasty things were said about Mr. Sessions, that he was racist and all of these things, going back to a mid-'80s fight for him to be a judge. What do you make, as an African-American woman, of Attorney General Jeff Sessions as a possibility?
Well, I mean, he crushed the KKK in Alabama and pushed for the prosecution of a man who was a KKK member and a radical who killed a black child. And he stayed with that prosecution, even when it was politically a non-starter for him personally. And he saw it through to the end, and he secured that judgment that broke the back of the KKK down there. So, I mean, I think it's regardless of what...
Now, hold on, Stacey. And this is pretty well public knowledge. I mean, this is not some, case that's been hidden from the public. This is public knowledge. Why does the left refuse to acknowledge what's out there in front of everybody?
Well, that's pretty par for the course. We have the same thing happening repeatedly with these stories of almost every topic. You even have, look at the treatment of Kellyanne Conway. She's the first woman to run a successful presidential campaign, yet the National Organization for Women and all these other places, they don't acknowledge that she's accomplished this amazing feat.
The national news media doesn't even give a nod to Kellyanne Conway. Can you imagine if a woman had run Hillary Clinton's campaign and she had won? That person would be on the cover of Time magazine.
Well, why didn't a woman run Hillary Clinton's campaign? The question.
Well, fine question. But my point is, Kellyanne Conway gets ignored, snubbed. I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. I don't care if you're a man or a woman, it's an accomplishment. She ran the campaign, an underdog campaign, and blew away expectations and won.
True. Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. So what do you look, as you look at these selections then to the President-elect Donald Trump's cabinet, give me a grade overall. What do you think?
I see a lot of diversity. There's every ethnicity almost represented, but more than that, I see the qualifications. I'm not interested in identity politics. We've been preached to about what kind of body parts we have and what color our skin is and all of these things. We've been told over and over again that that's what matters. What I'd like to see is people who are eminently qualified going into these positions and doing the work that they're paid to do on behalf of the American people. And this should be regardless of their characteristics. The fact is, he's finding amazing people who just happen to, some of them, be black, women, Hispanic, et cetera, et cetera.
We are with Stacy Washington. Stacy on the right, if you will. And let me ask you this, and it's a bit of identity politics, but I can't help it. But in speaking to Oprah in her exit interview, if you will, Michelle Obama says now she understands what it's like to be hopeless and have this hopelessness in America. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Well, there's only hope in America if your husband's president, because that was the first time in her life she was proud to be an American, apparently. And now she's hopeless because his handpicked successor didn't win. Isn't that It's kind of insulting, isn't it?
Well, it's only insulting if you actually believe that her husband did a great job. I don't think he did. Now, I love the historicity of what's happened. I love the fact that we have that under our belts as Americans, a country that once had slavery. We now have had a black president, black attorney generals, blacks in every area of public life, CEOs, entrepreneurs, everything. Anything is achievable in this country, regardless of race. And I think her comments, that they're the outgoing comments that provide a peek into what her outlook is on this country. Let's face it, if you are in the wealth category that she is in, you are not affected by who is president of the United States. You have enough, you have an army of CPAs to protect your money from taxation. You have private security, so you're not worried about crime. You live in a neighborhood that's wealthy and your taxes are high, but you don't care because you can afford it. And so it doesn't really matter to her who the president is, and I think it's wrong of her to come out and make statements that would depress others who don't really know what he's going to do once he's actually inaugurated.
It is, and when I say insulting, I think it's insulting to the American people to, this whole idea that somehow part of the reason that Donald Trump, in fact, a major portion of his winning was based on, white supremacy and the Ku Klux Klan and other such nonsensical rot. It upsets me, Stacey. I'm going to give you 30 seconds for the last word and maybe a hopeful word as you'll set your eyes on January the 20th, 2017.
Well, I'm on my way into the studio to go on Fox Business and talk about this terrorist who just last night was killed by police in Italy. And I think I'm hopeful about our borders being secured, about us having a real immigration policy again after 8 years of nothing. And I'm excited about the prospect. So it's time to say Merry Christmas and enjoy ourselves.
And Merry Christmas to you, Stacey Washington. You can find her apparently on Fox Business here in the next few minutes. You can also find her, Stacey on the Right show as well. Stacey, always a pleasure. Appreciate you being here.
Thank you for having me.
And Merry Christmas. It's Steve Gruber at 25 after on this Friday headed towards Christmas. Megan Barth will be here to entertain us for a few moments.